It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis announced the latest numbers on COVID-19 cases and fatalities in Colorado. He plans to expand that reporting to include race and ethnicity. CPR's Taylor Allen has more.
The state will begin reporting racial data as well as the number of patients who were discharged from the hospital after their conditions improved. Polis says he wants the state to have more uniform information so it can use it to fight the disease. More than 300 Coloradans have died so far from the new coronavirus. Across the state, almost 7,700 people have gotten the virus. Colorado also ordered a meatpacking plant in Greeley closed for 2 weeks after dozens of employees tested positive for COVID-19. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
Denver could lose around $180 million in tax revenue due to the COVID-19 outbreak. Denverite's David Sachs has more.
Sales and use taxes make up about half of the city's general budget every year. Back in 2009, the Great Recession caused that tax revenue to fall by more than 6%. Now, because of the new coronavirus, Denver officials expect to see a roughly 12% drop. That's because stay-at-home orders have curbed consumer spending. Everything from restaurants and retail shops to hotels and Denver International Airport have taken hits, and the city's tax collections will be impacted too. As a result, Denver's chief financial officer, Brendan Hanlon, says he's asked city departments to cut their budgets by more than 7%. I'm David Sachs, Denverite.
A company involved in a deadly home explosion in 2017 will pay fines of more than $18 million. Colorado energy regulators voted unanimously to approve the fines for Kerr McGee, a subsidiary of Occidental Petroleum. Erin Martinez was injured in the blast, which killed her husband Mark and brother Joey.
The prevention of a future tragedy is a great way to honor both Mark and Joey. I appreciate the COGCC's hard work and look forward to seeing the penalty at work in keeping us all safer.
The fines will help create a fund for public projects and help improve monitoring of methane and other gases to prevent future incidents. A school district in Pueblo County has temporarily stopped its emergency lunch program because a food service worker may be sick with COVID-19. The district has 8,000 students. It had been operating 5 lunch delivery services and has asked food service workers to self-isolate for the next 14 days. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.